cook them fairly cool, about 200, 225 degrees for a while.
Right.
And then sprinkle more rub on every now and then.
Right.
And you get, you tell they're done by the way they lift.
Right.
Okay. If they pull off the end of the bone, you cook them too fast.
Right.
And by the lift of the ribs, you, mm-hmm. you can tell when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you they shouldn't be fall off the bone tender.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to be bite off the bone tender.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell you got it right when they are slap your mama good.
So when's the competition? You think you're going to win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll win something.
When's it announced?
Well, the New England Barbecue Society competition was today.
Mm-hmm.
We did fish. We did pork chops. Mm-hmm. We did sausage, mm-hmm. which I made my own sausage.
Nice.
And steak.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot at winning something with the steak and with probably the pork chops.
Right.
Tomorrow we'll do ribs, we'll do brisket, we'll do shoulders, and we'll do chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the chicken, I'm marinating a special sauce. There was a fella named Wicker in Hornersville, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
that used to, if you were winning these competitions mm-hmm. for chicken,
right.
you were using Wickers.
Right.
Okay? Well, you can buy that stuff commercially. Well, if you go to Hornersville, he's mm-hmm. dead now, mm-hmm. but if you went to Hornersville and took a little whiskey with you and sat down to visit with Mr. Wicker,
right.
pretty soon you would have that recipe. And see that Jim Beam bottle over there?
Yeah.
That's that recipe.
Wow.
That's the original recipe.
Can I try a quick slurp?
Yeah,
great, I'll come over. I love how you re-wax the bourbon bottles.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very authentic. That's just how they do it.
Now, this is my table sauce.
Okay.
And this is the Wicker. Let me get a
sip. Right.
Now, this first one is a marinade. It's we use it. The chicken is soaking in this.
Gotcha. So it's probably pretty vinegary, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can take it. Yeah, killer. A lot of cumin.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, really sharp. Nice. Just the right amount of pepper.
Now, this is what we'll put on the pulled pork, and we'll finish our chicken with this.
Okay.
This will go on about 30 minutes before the chicken comes off.
Oh, my.
It's not bad, huh?
That's real good. There's bourbon in there, right?
I'll never tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Yeah, it's buttery. A lot of butter. Bourbon-y. It's sweet but not cloying. It's got the spice right up into the sweetness, so it just sharpens
it's not
it up.
A bad sauce, you know?
And it's a damn good sauce.
I'm
you should sell
it.
Yeah, you should. What do you call it?
Barbecue sauce.
Okay. It's in a Maker's Mark bottle, and you've like remelted the red wax on it, so it looks like a Maker's Mark bottle. It's so great.
Yeah, and when I do catering and whatnot, I always give a full bottle to whoever has had me there.
Right.
Which means that I have to drink a lot of bourbon just to keep those bottles
around. That's right.
Around. But,
well,
you know,
that's
the price
it's
you
a burden
pay.
You got to do. I'm going to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival after Tennessee.
Oh, man, in Bardstown?
That's
going
to be great. I'm so happy.
Oh.